531.
Marie Young joins us now for a Talanoa about the new podcast, Hear Us Now, which highlights the journey of family violence survivors. Marie is the founder of Pacific Enterprise People, a company that connects Pacific people and communities with opportunities. Marie is also a mentor and coach for Business Mentors New Zealand, and in her final year of studying towards a Master of Technological Futures, Marie also is an advocate for family violence survivors. Mā rōsui fua, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Marie.
Mā rōsui fua, and happy Fijian Language Week. Nisa Bulavinaka, thank you for having me.
Nisa Bulavinaka, and Vinaka Vakalevo for your time this afternoon, Marie. Marie, firstly, tell us a little bit more about yourself, please.
Well, obviously, we're here to discuss a little bit about the podcast. It's been, obviously, you know, with our people, it can be a bit of a sensitive topic, but it sort of came about in your introduction that when I do a little bit of mentoring and coaching through some of the work that I do, not only in business, but also in our communities and non-for-profits, I sort of came up with a concept where there's a like a workshops interactive where we sort of peel back. It's called what do you, you know, who do you think you are? So, and basically that course really sort of looks at our childhood. It looks at sort of peeling back the layers of where we are from and where our parents are from. And when I actually did that, we started to really Talanoan talked about, you know, the lens in which I then brought my story, which is a four-year-old with domestic violence. Yeah.
Now, in terms of the Hear Us Now, tell us, you know, the name, the origin behind the name, and how far ahead is the podcast currently? How many episodes have you got under your belt so far, Marie?
Well, you know, it's really fresh off. It's basically an exclusive here, you know, Ma'a, because we launched this on Monday, and here I am with you on Thursday. So it's happened quite fast. But I think, as I mentioned, the narrative started when I was doing these workshops for my clients and participants. But what really really sort of brought the urgency, Hear Us Now, is that now is like a sense of urgency. But last year when the pandemic hit and when I started to have family violence stats, you know, looking at the news and looking at online, it's looking at New Zealand has one of the highest rates of sexual and domestic violence. And every 4 minutes, you know, you've got the New Zealand police responding to domestic violence. And then as a country, we spend $4 to $7 billion, you know, on this. But having said all that, I mean, I'm starting to spur out some stats, but you know, Pasifika and Māori, you know, we're actually 2 or 3 times likely, you know, our rates are even higher. So with lockdown and with that narrative and bringing it into the stats, that became, you know, for me, like a sense of urgency to do it. But I was still sitting on the fence because, as you know, it's a sensitive topic and it's pretty hard sometimes to put yourself out there. But what really gave me the bravery and the courage, Ma'a, was when I read a story of a five-year-old. He was a five-year-old boy who, long story short, he actually died at the hands of his own father, you know, and that was just a couple of weeks ago. That was in the news. And so basically for 7 hours, whatever triggered his father, basically he manifested that and, you know, physically abused the little boy at 5. To top it off and to make it even worse, he had a partner there, an adult who also then joined in and added to the physical abuse of the five-year-old. And you've got the neighbors listening to, you know, the noise, the screaming. And for 7 hours, I would have thought that someone would just call 111, you know. So when I closed my eyes and I visualized that little boy going through what he and his last moments and his last hours before his own father, and he loved his dad. So you can imagine he's seeing his dad's face. I'm trying to try not to cry. And so that really gave me the courage to do this, because I don't really like to come out and, you know, I'd rather be the behind the scenes. But I really felt convicted that I failed that little boy, and that somebody or our neighborhood and the village, you know, sometimes it's just as easy as calling 111. At the same time, when I read that article about that little boy, I was reading Proverbs 31. And, you know, in Proverbs 31, it talks about an amplified version. It says, open your mouth and speak up for those who can't who can't speak, in other words, another translation is for those who are mute and defenseless. And that was that little boy. So that little boy, together with my narrative, with what I do in the line of work in my community, plus the stats that I saw with lockdown last year. And if you can imagine the perpetrators still doing that with their families under lockdown for weeks on end, it's just doubled.
Marie, can you tell us more about your first episode, which launched on Monday, and who you had as your first guest, and some of the discussion or talanoa that you had with your inaugural episode, your first episode?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Well, the first I reached out to, well, after I've got that sort of desire to sort of get off the fence and do it, I reached out to Floris New. And so she was my courageous first guest. And she was someone that went through domestic violence. It happened when she was pregnant. And she, you know, she was doing all the right things that obviously a mother would wanting to do to stay within the marriage. But with her story, she just was like, right, she just had enough. It's a long journey sometimes. I mean, I think it was a decade before she really left. But then when she left, she was saying that also that, you know, when you've got children, it's even complicated because children are actually caught in the middle. And so there's custody and sometimes women and children, you know, they're not believed. And you've got the perpetrator who continues to bully and do these things. So long story short again, which is why it'll be great for your listeners to, you know, if they have time to subscribe and listen, is when she said she went to Samoa and basically that's it, she planned to end her life. You know, that was it. It was just so, it was easier. She was saying in the podcast that it's actually easier. She was thinking it's easier for her to maybe if she finished her life, do it when she goes to Samoa, then perhaps, you know, the father of her daughter would leave them alone. So, yeah. And I mean, obviously we talk a little bit about hope as well. So I don't want to come on this morning and make it all this afternoon and make it all doom and gloom. But I think that's another thing, Ma'a, you know, these issues, the more that we don't talk about it, the more that we minimize the family violence and the more we give power to the perpetrators who are doing this behind closed doors, and we continue to sweep this topic under the carpet. And so that's one of the reasons why that we want to unpack the stories of the survivors. And I really believe that the expertise is from the survivors because they've actually lived, breathed, they've lived through it. You know, it's affected them on a cellular level, spiritual level, you name it. And it also affects their family and their communities, you know, and the people that are there to pick up the pieces. And so we want to bring this out. And I acknowledge that, you know, my thing is just a little podcast, you know what I mean? It's just women that are saying, okay, I'm going to come out. But there's amazing organizations and, you know, support systems that are already out there for years. So, and including our parents, you know, we honor them. We acknowledge that sometimes when they come to New Zealand, you know, adjusting from our migration generation, imagine they're leaving their own home, they're leaving their support system, their ainga, and they're coming here to New Zealand for a new opportunity for you and I and our children. So it's not like I don't want to point the finger to my mum and dad, but I honor them. But we can now talk about it as a family because obviously I'm not 4 years old anymore, but it's now decades later. But it doesn't mean that it will completely go. But through healing and through hope and all of those things, we can move forward.
If you're okay, Marie, to touch on your experience as a 4-year-old and how the shadow of that experience has impacted you, your life, and how you have been able to start, dealing with or working your way through that, and all the many emotions and questions, no doubt, that come with that experience.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, where do you start? I say this in the podcast. I think as a 4-year-old, and then growing up from there, one of the things that really happened is that it's very difficult to know where you're going. You know, the environment at home. I mean, on a really basic level, we want a home that is supportive and you've got parents that are caring. And those are the fundamentals for all parents and all grandparents in our families. But sometimes that's not always happening. And also, I think it's a generational thing. But for me, 4 years old, my first encounter was, you know, seeing, going next door and asking for help. I don't even know how I did that. And then growing up, going to school, I was thinking, I was always sort of thinking, well, I didn't really pay attention at school because, you know, we never knew what was happening at home. So you've got this, and often when I see young people, sometimes, you know, we write young people off and we think, oh, they're a little bit, oh, they're rebellious or they're angry, they're full of rage. Of course, they'll have rage because they're just frustrated. They just want to be like a normal kid. And sometimes you're not able to do that. So, yeah, there's a lot of behavioral things and a lot of wanting to just not able to be like a normal kid. And sometimes it really steals your childhood, one of the things.
It's such a great point. And I think, you know, even on a broad level, when people are not able to work through, you know, the grief and the anguish and the anger, that will then, you know, manifest itself in later life. And unfortunately, through the, you know, the stats that we have around family violence in New Zealand and amongst our Pasifika Māori community, and especially with our males not being able to, you know, to go through that journey. Now, Marie, with regards to, you know, the podcast Hear Us Now, you know, some of the, you know, guests that you're looking at in the future and what you want, you know, subscribers to take away from the Hear Us Now podcast, please.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Well, one is that we, for us to be empowered and to actually know and be informed about what it is that, you know, what are some of these behaviors? That, well, first of all, we need to amplify the voices of the survivors. And that's the first bit. And then obviously having not only women that are brave enough and courageous to come alongside us and, you know, share their stories, but also inviting people that can speak to it and start to unpack where, you know, some of these things, what they are, because sometimes you're surviving and you don't really know. So we've got other women in the waiting to be, you know, to come forward with their stories as well. But also acknowledging the men, because the men, not all men are bad. This is another thing, you know, our husbands sometimes, you know, they're the ones that the men that are supportive, they're doing an amazing job. But unfortunately, the predators, you know, the people that are doing this is still males. And it would just be really great to also hear how, you know, how they manifest and their anger comes out and what's actually happening. And sometimes we're dealing with when they're angry, but maybe if you peel back the layers and you understand what's going on, it's a generational thing at the same time.
Of course, Marie, where can our listeners and viewers find out more on the Hear Us Now podcast? Where do they go to, please?
Yes, they can go to hearusnowpodcast.com. So I think if you go there and subscribe, and you'll have all the links to all the social networks that we have.
With that, it is a very big thank you. Vinaka Whakalevo, Whaftaitele Lover, founder of Pacific Enterprise People, Marie Young. Wonderful taranora, and wishing you all great success for the Hear Us Now podcast. Humble beginnings, but inside every seed there is a forest. So bless you and have a great day.
Thank you so much. Last 3-4.